I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals.
And now your hosts for Pet Patrol, John and Marcia Traversaro.
Welcome, listeners. If I say the name Gilbert Gottfried, of whom do you think?
I remember him from Hollywood Squares. He's the comedian who, when asked a question, yelled, "I'm over here," in a very distinctive voice.
Yes, that's right. He was a hoot, and you'd be hard-pressed to mistake his voice. Well, Gilbert Gottfried was also known for being the voice of the Affleck insurance duck, until recently when he made some unkind jokes about the Japanese just after the earthquake and tsunami disasters. He was fired, and Affleck held open auditions for a new quack artist. What you probably didn't know is that almost 13,000 people applied for the job as the new voice of America's favorite quacking spokes critter. According to Paw Nation, on April 27th, Affleck had chosen Daniel McClegg, a sales manager from Hugo, Minnesota. What's most amazing is that auditions for a new voice needs the actor to provide the only word the iconic duck ever utters, Affleck. His first performance in his new role debuted during NBC's The Voice, as a nation shook its collective head in astonishment that a Midwestern dad could be plucked from obscurity and paid six figures to shout one word over and over again.
I wonder what exactly Affleck was looking for that distinguished his Affleck from 13,000 others. It sounds like a great job if you can get it. Well, in other news, while reading Paw Nation recently, I came across the word clouder. A clouder is a group of cats, while a kindle is a group of kittens. I also read that in Egypt, 4,000 years ago, cats were so well regarded that the death penalty was given to anyone who killed a cat. According to award-winning author and animal behavior consultant Darlene Arden in her newest book, The Complete Cat's Meow, cats aren't exactly as mysterious as they are purported to be. But there is enough that isn't as widely known about them to make that seem true. Cats really wouldn't mind if you knew more about them, such as, generally a cat's purr is healing, not just for the cat, but for anyone the cat is near, which means it's helping you as well. On the other hand, purring doesn't always mean something good. It can mean that the cat is in pain or is terrified of something or someone.
Well, I sure wish I could speak cat. I'd love to know what that little feral cat we've been feeding this past year thinks. Did you know that a cat has more bones than a human? We have 206, while a cat has either 230, 240, or 245. No, this is not a multiple choice question. The number is determined by how many bones are in its tail. And our cat, Ziggy, had thumbs on her front paws, so that could account for some of the difference as well. You may not know this either, but declawing is very painful for your cat. Even if a veterinarian uses a laser so the cat can walk sooner, cats can't be comfortable with part of these toes missing, especially since cats walk on their toes first. This means that your cat is in pain and has to walk differently rather than in its normal manner.
Cats are extremely stoic and do not usually show illness. The owner must be aware of what's normal and what isn't, and be sure to locate the cat if it hides or stops eating. Chances are it is very sick or has a toothache. Also, cats are intelligent and fun. Playing is a big part of our relationship with the cats in our lives. They are also full of many interesting facts that they're more than willing to share if you're willing to meet them halfway. Numerous studies have shown that our beloved little or big fur people contribute to our well-being. Their attributed gifts to us include lowering blood pressure, relieving anxiety and stress, and in some remarkable instances, even saving our lives. If we took the time to study and appreciate all that they are, we would see that they are more often than not a reflection of ourselves with similar needs to our own. There is, however, one major exception. They are what and who they are. There is no pretense, no boundaries in their expressions of likes or dislikes or of love.
Have you hugged your pet today? You may need it more than they do. Whether or not we consciously realize how important they are to us, they always seem to know when we need them. After we've had a rough day, they greet us by wagging their tails or by cuddling in our laps, as if to let us know that everything is going to be okay. This sense of comfort may be the most cherished gift they give, because the love they give nourishes our entire being. So remember, do something loving today, and others will imitate it.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of Neighborhood Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@neighborhoodradio.info.